cancer patient from Central Kashmir's Budgam district, had to walk 24 kilometers to reach Srinagar's SMH hospital from Budgam.
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. Today is the 68th day since Kashmir went under a near-complete lockdown. In the second episode of Voices from the Lockdown, we speak to Mansoor Peer, a journalist from Kashmir who primarily reports on health. We have heard a lot about the efforts of the Indian government to resume functioning of schools in the valley. I mean, we are in the middle of an academic year, and in Kashmir, the board exams usually take place by October. Mansoor talks to us about how the lockdown has affected school-going students. The Indian government also announced that polls for the Block Development Council will take place on the 24th of October. We discuss with Mansoor how this will turn out, considering Kashmir is under a tight security lockdown. Finally, the most important stories coming out of Kashmir are about access to healthcare, or the lack of access to healthcare. Mansoor will tell us more about how the communication blockade acts as a major deterrent for those accessing healthcare, especially cancer and maternity patients. So Mansoor, we are in the middle of an academic year, which means that this lockdown definitely has an effect on school-going students or college students. How has this curfew worked out for these, you know, for these school and college students?
See, for the past 2 months, after 5th of August, the schools, colleges and universities are shut.
Right.
You know, actually, after the abrogation of Article 370, after a month after that, there were some attempts by the government to open the schools.
Okay.
But parents reacted to that they did not send their children to schools, actually.
Meaning they fear to send their children to schools, you mean?
Yes, because of the communication clampdown, they say they cannot communicate with the school authorities, they cannot communicate with bus drivers, they cannot communicate with each other or their children. So they prefer not to send their children to school. So this is one aspect.
Right.
But what is more concerning is that the students continue to give missed classes.
Okay.
Even as teachers and some staff members attend their duties.
Okay.
In Srinagar, in some places, some community schools have been started.
Okay.
But those do not cater to all the students.
Okay. Otherwise, everything largely remains shut, you mean?
It remains affected.
What about exams then? I'm sure that, you know, there are some exams in the offing,
yes.
Like the midterm exams, which usually come up around this time. What about that?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
the board exams which are to come
yes,
soon.
There are board exams, 10th class and 12th class examinations. That in coming month. But government is planning to hold the annual examinations on time. The government has also stated that 70% of the syllabus has been already covered in the schools.
Okay. Mansoor, we've also received news that an election will take place in the middle of this curfew. What elections are these? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes, the government is all set to conduct polls for these block development councils on October 24th.
Okay.
Yes, the government has said that there would be 316 blocks in the state. But
okay.
The election would take place only in 310 blocks.
Okay.
As per the final poll issued by the government, Jammu and Kashmir has a total of 26,629 electors in 316 blocks. In this election, it would be interesting to see these elections happen without any strong opposition. Because the leaders of many political parties
are all under
detention.
All under detention, yeah.
As of now, the BJP and Congress have decided to contest the election.
Okay, what about the others, PDP, NCE? They're all
Most
under.
Most of the mainstream leaders, including those from People's Democratic Party and National Conference, are under house arrest or preventive detention.
They're under preventive detention.
Farooq Abdullah, who is sitting member parliament from Srinagar and patron of National Conference, he was recently booked under Public Safety Act and detained at his residence, which has been declared subsidiary jail by the government.
Right. But Mansoor, has there been any attempts for initiating talks or any kind of talks between these,
yes.
you know, leaders under preventive detention and the central government?
Yes. Before 2 days, a group of National Conference leaders led by Jammu's provincial chief, Devinder Singh Raina,
right.
met Farooq Abdullah and his son Umar Abdullah in Srinagar.
Okay.
They held a meeting and after that Raina told reporters that before any political process to begin. Party leaders need to be released, actually.
Okay.
Who are under detention. The party members who were present at the meeting include the members of parliament, Justice retired Hasnain Masoodi and Akbar Lone.
Right.
However, there was no clarity from the party whether it would field its candidates in the upcoming BDC polls or not.
Okay.
It is also, you know, to mention here that the National Conference had boycotted 2018 Panchayat polls.
Okay.
The PDP too had stayed away from the lost Panchayat polls in the state.
Was that because of the breaking of the alliance? Is that why they stayed away?
Yes. That was following after that.
Okay. Mansoor, also I think we should talk a little bit about the status of health services in the valley. So what has the situation been like? Because there have been reports of medical facilities not being accessible on time, access to these services not being easy. So how has the situation been?
Yes, actually the communication is part and parcel of health care. Actually after this 5th of August, the patients are suffering because patients are unable to call an ambulance. They are unable to call their doctors.
Right.
Actually, government is claiming that landline services are restored. But when we talk to people, when we go on the ground, there are dozens of villages in different districts or different areas where even there are no landline services. People are not even able to call an ambulance, or they are not able to make a call in case of any emergency. Patients are facing difficult time to reach hospitals, especially critical patients. See, this communication clampdown has affected every sector of the health, be it maternity services, be it child care, be it cancer. On Tuesday, a cancer patient from Central Kashmir's Badgam district had to walk 24 kilometers to reach Srinagar's SMH hospital from Badgam.
Okay.
They walked 24 kilometers from a village, Arizal village, because there was no transport. So this is the situation actually. People have to walk. Because when there is no transport, when there is no public transport actually, there are areas at peripheries where people have no personal vehicle. So they are compelled to travel by foot. They're compelled to walk to reach a hostel or in case of any emergency.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about this patient actually. The patient was detected for liver cancer before 6 months.
Okay.
Since then, they have been visiting a Srinagar hostel for treatment.
Okay.
On 27th of September, last month, the patient was scheduled for a CT scan at SMHS, but he also missed that due to the prevailing situation.
Access is affected is what you're saying, right?
That yes.
Okay. That is all from the second episode of Voices from the Lockdown. Please tune in at 8 tomorrow for the next episode.